I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm definitely not America's sweetheart.
This is Armageddon.
Tim Jones in with us now. Tim, thanks for filling in for me yesterday.
Annie, I it's always an honor and a privilege, and thanks for having me in the big chair. And I don't know if you realized you made it or not, or consciously, but in your first hour, loved the Spinal Tap reference of turning things up to 11.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I caught that.
That's like maybe the only thing I know. And Rob Reiner, right?
Yeah.
Rob Reiner movies?
The unfortunate part of that, but that's back when he just made movies.
Oh, Rob Reiner made a lot of great movies.
A lot of great stuff. Meathead!
Stick with what you're good at. So, Tim,
yes, Illinois.
You know the ins and outs of legislating in Missouri, and I talk all the time about things that are taking place in Illinois and wanting to help be part of the solution there in Illinois. When you're sitting over here and you're watching these taxes, new taxes that come out, or these new decisions by our lawmakers, what's your reaction?
Annie, I love when you talk about Illinois, first of all, because there are a lot of good people over there. There's a huge chunk of the 97.1 listening audience over there. And Southern Illinois, actually most of Illinois, is full of good, hardworking, common sense folks, whether they consider themselves conservatives or not. That most of them, I think, don't want their taxes too high, their regulations too strangling. They want government to mainly stay out of their lives. They're very much like Missourians. They're very much like the supermajority of Missourians that vote for 5 out of 6 Republican statewide office holders over here and a supermajority of legislators. I know John Tillman and the gang over the Illinois Policy Institute, one of my very good friends, Senator Brian Kelsey from Tennessee, actually works for the Center for Liberty and Justice, which is the litigation arm of Illinois. So there's great people there trying to do great work. But I also love Illinois because it is the poster child for progressive policies of the left gone wild.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. As much as Democrats and the left want to talk about in a very improper way, in a misrepresentative way, about the tax cut over in Kansas a few years ago that was really mishandled by a lot of the fake Republican rhinos in the legislature who just hated Governor Brownback and really made a mess of things with that tax cut. Kansas is recovering, though. Illinois is not. And so I love to hold up Illinois. And Democrats outside of Illinois will never argue or debate me on the failure of Illinois, because what can you say? They have, for the third year in a row, Annie, and even the Chicago Tribune, the editorial board of the Chicago Tribune, has pointed this out and agreed with me on it. Because it's a fact, more people have fled Illinois in, you know, voting with their pocketbooks and their heads than any other state in the union. It has the most out migration. And there's a reason.
They're going to lose a congressional seat.
They are. And that is really going to be, that's when the nation will wake up to the disaster that's Illinois. Right now, they try to keep it their dirty little secret. But Annie, even the Chicago Tribune editorial board has said, okay, here's probably why people are leaving. The taxes are too high. The regulations are too strangling. Big labor union bosses control everything arm in arm with Springfield far left Democrats. And what do they do, Annie? They double and triple down on stupid. They raise taxes. I heard you talking about the gas tax. I heard your great little story about your new friend you've met over here at the local gas station.
Say hi to Leon at Zoom.
At Zoom.
It's going to be the weirdest thing when all of these Illinois residents are like, is Leon here? I want to say hi.
What's the bumper stickers you have?
With the Illinois Policy Institute, they have a pain in the gas sticker that you could use, and it's a caricature of J.B. Pritzker, and the pain in the gas is appropriately placed on his ass.
So Annie, not only do they have the most people leaving their state than the other 49 states, or I guess if you're Barack Obama, the other 56 states, But not only do they have that happening, they have the second largest pension bomb about to go off in the country. They're like, their pension system, Annie, I think is in the mid-20s as far as funding.
I'm looking up the number right now.
It's around 25% maybe.
It's insanity.
It's insanity on wheels. And you know what? What are they doing about it? Nothing. They're continuing to raise taxes, increase regulations, drive out businesses. The only thing that literally keeps that state going is the fact that a lot of people, me included, think Chicago is a really cool city and people want to go visit it before it falls into the abyss, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I've been having conversations with a lot of people around the state of Illinois right now involved in politics or involved in the background of politics. And the interesting thing that they talk about a lot of times, that idea of a Chicago separation comes up, and people in the background don't think it's possible. There's not people in the background who are really taking it seriously, but they do see value in putting the spotlight
on pushing a point.
Chicago,
yes.
And saying this is something we need to pay attention to.
It's making a point as to where the problem really is. I don't think that it'll separate either, but I'm glad they're pushing this issue because desperate times call for desperate measures. Nothing else has worked. So maybe if you point out where the real problems are, where the real disaster is emanating from, maybe then people will wake up and take notice. There's no reason that Illinois, sitting right here next to us in the heartland, and many people would argue with a lot better advantages than Missouri, there's no reason why it should be performing economically worse. There's no reason why they should have such a massive budget deficit every single year, why so many people should be leaving, why they're going to lose a congressional seat, why they should have one of the worst pension systems in the country. There's no reason other than, like I always liked it to point out, left-wing liberal policies that go back decades. This is what happens when you put Democrats in charge of something entirely for too long.
So Republicans have had a stronghold on the state of Missouri for quite some time. Is all the work done in the state of Missouri? I mean, certainly from where I literally sit and live, the grass looks awfully greener on the other side. But what work is still left to be done in Jefferson City for the taxpayers, the voters of the state?
Plenty. And so let me, I just praised Missouri. I'll be fair and I'll critique it because Republicans are in charge here. And Annie, what it comes down to a lot of times is not just Republicans. It rarely comes, when you have a supermajority in control of something, it starts developing philosophical differences within the parties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, I'm sure in Illinois, not every single Democrat is a far left wing liberal coastal elite, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some that wish they could make some changes.
We've got some Southern Democrats who are, you know, strong on gun issues for the Southerners down here and in some cases some tax issues, but.
So what would those people be called? Reformers, right?
Yeah.
They'd be called government reformers. So over here in Missouri, Republicans are in charge, but guess what? In Missouri, we've got some old fashioned establishment, don't rock the boat. Establishment Republicans, and then we've got government reformer Republicans. You have a lot of them on these airwaves quite a bit. People over here in this neck of the woods like Senators Onder and Bill Eigel, Andrew Koenig. Outstate, there's people like Representative Holly Rader down in southeast Missouri and in mid-Missouri, Hannah Kelly. People like that who want to change things. What do they want to change in Missouri? They still think we have a lot more to do on our tax system. We still have, when you combine our state, our local, our taxing jurisdictions. Look at your tax bill sometime, folks. There's not just one line on there. Like in St. Louis County, where I live, there's like 15 lines. There's like 15 taxing jurisdictions. We have a heavier tax burden than we really should for our cost of living and for the amount of services we receive. What else do we need to do? Labor reform. A public employee labor reform pursuant to like the Janus decision. We have very strong public sector unions in Missouri, teachers unions, public workers. They should not be calling the shots. The taxpayers should be. I think we should be a right to work state like every other state around us, except for Illinois. Michigan was the cradle of the big labor movement, and they are now a worker freedom, right to work state. Think about that. Mm-hmm. And we're not. Litigation reform. We used to be here. St. Louis City was number one on the judicial hellhole list put together by the American Tort Reform Association. Education reform. That's one thing we've made some steps on everything I just mentioned. We've made very little strides on education reform. That is a bipartisan issue. There are many blue states. California actually has really good education reform measures. It's one of the few reform things that California has done. Florida probably leads the way under the leadership of Governors Jeb Bush, Rick Scott, and hopefully now Governor DeSantis. So that's something where, you know, the teachers unions and the education cartel in Missouri are the most powerful special interest group in the state. So lots more work to do, but I would say what we're not crippled by here in Missouri is an epically failed budget and pension system. We still got a lot of work to do in our pension system, but it's nearly 65-70% funded. That's better. It's still a failing grade, but it's better. and we have a true balanced budget that exists not on the backs of the taxpayers.
Yeah, there are some certain luxuries that you can discuss when you are paying your bills and doing right by the taxpayers. Illinois certainly is not in a position to do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.